you know, it's one thing to say, and I am a Dave knows this, I'm in total agreement with the fact that it's very, there's a huge imbalance in these books. I've even gone so far as to call two of the authors, and I have author questions for them that I've emailed them. But it is imbalanced. But it's one thing to say that they're not getting enough information on one side of the book. Would you feel different if they went into the same detail with Christianity that they did with the Muslim religion beginning? What if they talked about Judaism as having begun with the call to Abraham?
Are you asking me if in a Christian nation I would object to talking about Christ? No, I would not.
No, that's not what I asked you, Jennifer. What I asked you was, would you object to the book if they spent the same amount of time and detail on Judaism and Christianity and Hinduism
and Shintoism? Yes, I would object.
Why?
Because God has said, do not even ask what other nations serve their God.
Okay, so you don't want, in a public school setting, you don't want the children informed about the things that inform culture. So you don't want them even to talk about how the United States was founded.
I see it as, I mean, look at
the
fruit.
When did you become Perry Mason?
Look at the fruit that John Walker tasted when he tasted Islam.
But with all due respect.
Islam is not an isolated...
You cannot claim, with all due respect, Jennifer, that textbook is going to turn your son into the next John Walker.
No, but it's seeds being planted. It is seeds being planted all over the book.
Back on this, how do we balance your concerns and your values weighed against the values of all the other parents? Because I'm sure if we could sit here from now until midnight, and a lot of parents would call in and say, no, wait a minute, I want my child getting the comparative religion. So how do we balance your perhaps legitimate concerns with their desires? How do we decide?
Do you think it really matters what my concerns are on a larger scale of things? What really matters is what God has said and he has put down and what he will do if we do not turn around as a nation and do what he says.